If there is a plan to save the Eurozone, could one country stop it from happening?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Now the global perspective on business and economics, just ahead of a big European Union summit on Friday. U.S. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner says he feels good about progress being made to tackle the huge debt crisis there and to save the euro currency. The central part of the plan so far would change European Union treaties, and any one of EU member countries could derail that plan. Enter Slovakia, which almost thwarted the latest Greek bailout. Vladimir Bilčík is with the Slovak Foreign Policy Association, and he's with us now from Bratislava. Mr. Bilčík, hello.
Hello.
I know the last time Slovakia had to vote, it was over whether to expand Greece's bailout package. You know, that was a contentious vote. And now we're talking about changing treaties and amending them. How would that play out in Slovakia, do you think?
I think it actually is likely to play out a lot smoother than in the case of our vote on the extension of the bailout fund. Slovakia is understanding we are dealing with existential questions here now, and politicians have been saying today and yesterday that most of them, with the exception of two political parties in parliament, are willing to pass some major changes to the EU treaties because they understand this is really about not just the future of Slovakia, but the future of the Eurozone and the EU itself.
Now, I know Slovakia is just one country, though. I mean, any one country in the EU could derail this. I mean, do you think that if something like that happens, that's it for the Eurozone?
Ideally, it would be great if all 27 countries at the upcoming summit agreed that we would extend the treaties and actually go down further fiscal integration. We need a quick solution. The EU has been extremely sluggish at coming up with a solution, and I'm afraid we are facing a real split within the EU, and the deeper integration will apply only to a group of countries.
Vladimir Bilčík from the Slovak Foreign Policy Association. Mr. Bilčík, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Well, the European crisis has many causes, of course. Excessive debt, uncontrolled public spending, Adolf Hitler. Yeah, as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports, some of the roots of Europe's current economic woes can be traced back to Germany's infamous and murderous leader.
If you're looking for someone to blame for the Eurozone debt crisis, you could start with this man. It was after the death and destruction caused by Hitler and his regime in the 1940s that Europe set off down the path that led to the common currency. Economist Andrew Hilton.
We wouldn't have had the euro had it not been for the experience of the Second World War and the determination of a generation of European leaders immediately after the war to make sure it didn't happen again.
For 40 years after the war, West Germany forged an ever closer political and economic union with its neighbours, eliminating trade barriers, harmonising regulations. Largely to atone for the horrors that Hitler had unleashed, the Germans submerged themselves in Europe. But then in 1989 came a thrilling but destabilising event.
One man's just come through, raised his arms in the air and declared, I've made it.
The fall of the Berlin Wall posed a dilemma, the prospect of West Germany reuniting with its eastern territory. Jan Randolph is with IHS Global Insight.
That would not only bulk up Germany economically, it would also make Germany a political power again, a more assertive, self-interested political power.
And that rang alarm bells most loudly in France, which had been a major target for Hitler's aggression. Charles Grant of the Centre for European Reform says the French insisted the Germans bind themselves even more tightly to their European partners.
The French said, sure, you can be reunified, but let's make quite certain you're going to agree to give up the Deutschmark and take part in a common currency, aren't you? And the Germans, with some reluctance, said yes.
Hitler's baleful effect can be seen everywhere in this story. Because of his legacy, it could be argued, the Germans have dithered during the current crisis, reluctant to play a dominant, decisive role. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. European markets are mostly higher thanks to hopes for some kind of grand European plan. Wall Street yesterday, the Dow tacked on another 52 points to close at 12,150.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
GOP presidential hopeful Newt Gingrich's campaign is under a mountain of debt. The Washington Post today reports he may have spent a lot of early money on things such as luxury jets. Well, catching up may be hard because even though Gingrich's poll numbers are surging, campaign contributions are not. From Washington, here's Marketplace's John Dimsdale.
At the end of September, the Gingrich campaign was $1 million in debt. Still, Gingrich has been a national politician for two decades.
In a strange way, he doesn't need quite as much money as those who have been busy raising it and spending it for months now.
Presidential historian Stephen Hess at Brookings says money isn't as important for someone with name recognition like Gingrich.
Strange things are happening, including the fact that candidates got this far by simply participating in debate after debate, which cost them virtually nothing.
But with Iowa voting just a month away, Gingrich's late start could become a liability. Political scientist Jack Pitney is at Claremont McKenna College.
The question is whether Gingrich can assemble a combination of professionals and volunteers that can deliver results on caucus night.
Pitney expects Gingrich donations to start rolling in, but he says Wall Street favors Mitt Romney, so a lot of the cash will come from lobbyists on Washington's K Street, Gingrich's home since he resigned as Speaker of the House. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Finally this morning, stupidity and bad luck often make for a valuable life lesson. Last Saturday, a 22-year-old man, a Maryland man, tried to shoplift more than $600 worth of video games from a local Walmart. Store monitors watched the guy shove more than two dozen games down his pants and into a sweatshirt. But when he went to leave, a throng of police officers tackled and arrested him in the parking lot. The store didn't have to call the police. There was a community program going on at the store that day called Shop with a Cop. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
From Bling Bling to Warren Buffett, we are kind of obsessed with the rich.
I don't think our tax system is very equitable, and I think it drifted dramatically, you know, in the last 10 years toward favoring rich guys like me. So I pay a lower tax rate on much of my income than my cleaning lady does.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. As Congress debates the payroll tax cut, how rich is rich? Gallup explains next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.